Welcome to www.lightsandshowers.sg. For people wanting to design interior needs, recommended interior designer Singapore. Creating an overall mood for a room is something to remember when doing interior design. Different rooms require a different mood, so take this into consideration before designing. For example, choose softer and warmer colors if you are going for a calm or tranquil feel. A great interior design tip is to start going to more yard sales and thrift stores. You'd be amazed at some of the unique things that you can find at these avenues versus the typical places. You might come across a great end table or beautifully decorated vase. When redesigning a room, recommended interior designer Singapore works to make the color scheme in the room cohesive. Having a wide variety of clashing colors will create an unpleasant feeling, and having a dull, bland palette will do the same. Use both bold and neutral colors, and works to integrate them together to create a more pleasing space. Whenever you are choosing wall colors for a room that doesn't have a lot of natural light in it, it is wise to choose lighter, natural colors. A lighter colored wall will distribute light around a room more evenly, giving the room a brighter look than if you used dark or bright colors. Recommended interior designer Singapore hangs art on the walls. Artwork does a great job of making your room look complete. Just make sure you choose a piece or two that meshes with the current decor of the room you are designing. When redesigning the kitchen, be creative with countertops. Traditional granite is always popular, but materials like concrete, cork and wood can also be lovely options. These options can also be cheaper and make your kitchen look unique. You can put in nice lights that will complement your room, or you can use natural light. Mirrors are great at reflecting light from windows, so strategic placement of a mirror can help lighten a room with natural sunlight. One excellent way to change the interior design of your home is to introduce residential interior design Singapore patterns. A lot of people shy away from patterns, because they think patterns are overwhelming. The truth is that stripes, swirls and other patterns can add drama to the appearance of a room. Start with small pieces and notice the immediate difference. A good tip when you're thinking of getting some interior designing done is to consult with a residential interior design Singapore. Everyone thinks they can do everything themselves, which isn't a bad quality, but professional interior designers have an eye for things that the average Joe doesn't even think about. Please visit our site www.lightsandshowers.sg for more information on recommended interior designer Singapore.